When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, the end is nigh. The end is nigh. Okay, I'm just lying. Okay. So, like a lot of people, I'm pretty concerned. Not gonna lie, I'm very, very concerned. And I think most people are with me here when I say, you know, we really got to start paying attention to these market forces. And it's actually adjust the gain. There we go. The truth is, though, where we're at as a country, as an economy, it's not looking good. And I don't feel great about what's going on. I just know that hyperinflation's here. I had been predicting this for a while. I said that inflation was way worse than we thought. I said it's probably going to be like 6 or 7%. I'll exaggerate a little bit, but ended up being 5.4%. Still. That's pretty huge. Considering, I think they projected it to be like 4.5%, and you'd think that just 1% isn't a big deal, but it is a big deal. Is this in hyperinflation levels? I don't know yet, but if we print another stimulus, if we print another infrastructure plan, I'll probably see a market crash. And, you know, I've been warning people about this market crash for a long time. Nobody listened. It's like, all you can do is just, you can warn everybody that's going to happen, and then you yourself can just profit from it, and that's all you can do. And I've profited heavily from market crashes before. Kind of have a secret bank account, which I like, but sometimes you got to keep your funds secret. That's what I like to tell everybody. The point is, a market crash is going to happen. It's going to happen very soon, probably this week. I think I had to adjust my back. I've been having weird back issues. It's been frustrating. But the point is, from what I've been able to see, and you guys need to pay attention to this big time, because it's real. Inflation's not transitory. I don't care what anybody says. Inflation's bad. You keep printing money, you devalue the currency, and you make everything, and you fuck everything up, basically. The problem is the prices are going to get higher, they're going to go way higher, and, you know, we're fucking the poor and the middle class, and I hate that. I want to see people succeed, and no one will succeed. Just to let you know, no one is going to succeed if we keep printing money. The more money we print, the more there is out there, the less valuable it actually is. So. To me, this is a very frustrating time we live in. Mainly for the sole fact that I've studied enough economics to know that if you keep printing money, it becomes less valuable. And when you devalue your currency, you destroy capitalism. That's all there is to it. You're destroying capitalism when you do this shit. And it's beyond frustrating. To me, as somebody who studied economics pretty extensively, and I know that the Fed has lowered interest rates to the point of almost zero, so it's super cheap to borrow money. Everybody's borrowing money. That's why the stock market keeps going up, because interest rates are zero. Everybody's borrowing money. Everybody's pumping up stocks. Everybody's doing everything, and, you know, companies are buying back their stocks with debt. It's frustrating, and it's frustrating to see that we're in a bubble. We're in a big old bubble. So there's going to be a lot of companies pulling back here pretty soon. And here's how they're going to basically pull back if the Fed raises the interest rates. Once those interest rates go up, it's game over, it's Armageddon. Because then it's going to be hard, it's going to be more expensive to borrow money. Companies aren't going to want to do it. They're going to pull back their resources. And they're going to kind of go into small survival mode. Which means companies aren't going to spend as much. They're not going to do as much. They'll still do a lot. All the big companies like the Walmarts, the Amazons, the 3Ms, they're still going to do their thing. They're still going to do the thing. They're going to pull back a bit, though. And that's going to cause some problems. Might cause some problems with earnings. It's going to cause a lot of problems with hiring. People could lose their jobs just because of a 1% or a 2% rise in interest rates. I'm a little frustrated right now. I'm trying to keep my composure. I've really tried to keep my composure with this. I'm just angry because it's like the Fed knows that the more money you print, it doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't solve the problem. It just devalues the currency and destroys capitalism. This is something that's always frustrated me about. I'm going to go political. I always like to go political because I don't like the left. The left doesn't like me. I've been banned on YouTube a few times. I've been banned on Facebook a few times. I do not like the liberal agenda. I think it's bullshit. I think liberals have become more racist than ever. And that's just my two cents. And I'll tell you why I think liberals have become racist and terrible is because they think minorities like me can't survive without them. And it's stupid. I don't know. It's just frustrating. I don't know. I'm just... very, very frustrated right now. Sorry, I'm just checking out a few more things, just trying to see if I get more information. Okay, anyway, sorry. Just trying to check for more info. I think, you know, it's not just I think, I know. Stocks are most likely going to open on a decline. And this is a better thing than you realize. This is honestly a better thing than you could ever imagine because they're overvalued. We all know this. And I think the worst thing is they're definitely overvalued and people are starting to come to their senses and I'm hoping, I'm just praying people finally get it. With the stock market's been pumped up by new money, new blood, a lot of people thinking S&P 500 index funds are a good idea, which are not a bad idea, not gonna lie. But you need to lay off the S&P 500 index funds because everybody's into them. Everybody's pumping them up. All these 500 companies in the index fund are getting way pumped up than they deserve. A lot of them don't have really positive earnings. Some of them are sketchy as shit. So yeah, S&P 500. Well, I have some decent faith in the 500 companies they chose and the Standard & Poor's. I just think that the economic recovery is going to be halted because of the amount of money printing we're doing. And then what's going to happen is, because of all this money printing, we're going to have to raise the Fed's interest rates to stave off inflation. And at the same time, it's going to cause everything to crash. And we need a correction at this point. So the crash, I mean, we're just ripping the Band-Aid off. The problem was we prolonged this crash for a long time, for about 11 years, or maybe 12, I can't recall. But it's been a while. This has been the longest running bull market we've had in a long time, and it's due for a correction. There's a lot of things that are overvalued right now, and look, I believe in the U.S. economy. I really do. I think that the U.S. is the last country we have for the free market, at least in its purest form. And I'm a free market capitalist deep down, and I'm just not a fan of the direction the U.S. is going. Hell, my generation thinks that socialism and communism are great ideas. They're not. They're bad ideas. They're the worst ideas. They've been tried several times, and we're just going to see history repeat itself. You know, that's the one thing I've learned about through history, is humans repeat their terrible mistakes because they're not aware of anything that happened before they were born. As my boy Charlie Munger once quoted from someone else, if you fail to learn about, and I'm probably misquoting this a little bit, but if you fail to learn, if you don't learn about what happened before you were born, then you will go about life as a child. And what that really means is you're going to go about life like a baby, basically. You're going to always whine and complain, not know how to handle things, because you never figured out what your ancestors did before you to solve some of the problems. And that's important. That's why history is so great. You can actually find out the different solutions people had for different problems in the past. And, you know, I love how people say if it's old, it's not worth it. It's definitely worth it. There's a lot of old concepts that still reign true today. Delayed gratification, for example. I believe in delayed gratification wholeheartedly. It's actually kind of an old concept. But people don't agree with it. People are all about instant gratification and blah, blah, blah. The people who believe in instant gratification usually lead shitty lives, and they're very sad and miserable. So it's one of those situations where old concepts, old ideas are not bad. They just got to be old good ideas. You know what I mean? There's a lot of good ideas that came from the olden days. There's also a lot of bad ideas. Communism and socialism are old relics of concepts, but they're very shitty relics, is all I'm trying to say. Not every idea is a good idea, basically, just because it's old. Just to let you know. There's a lot of old ideas that came about back in the day that were just absolute trash, and I still will harp on any collectivist ideas where the government gets involved, like communism. Terrible. Basically, what I'm trying to say at this point is we gotta take into account, we gotta take in some inventory here, right? We gotta look at where we're going as a country. We gotta look at what we're trying to accomplish here as a free market society. Look, the market's going to go in the shitter. It's a buying opportunity, though. This is one of the things I like about market crashes. It's a buying opportunity for me because I got a lot of cash on reserve, right? So because I got a lot of cash on reserve, I'm able to buy these great, great companies at great, great deals because everybody's selling off. And it's great. So it's just a heyday for me, basically. The point I'm trying to make, though, is there's so many bloody ways to play the market. And the right way, there's a lot of right ways and there's a lot of wrong ways, all right? And look, we can't change the times. We can't just go in and modify everything. You know, we have to accept things as they are, but we have to respond accordingly, right? So we know the market's in turmoil. It's not, the Fed will never admit it, by the way. This is why you have to do your homework. Don't rely on what the Fed says. Just use your instincts, use your guts, use your analysis. We all knew that excessive money printing was going to cause a hyperinflation. The Fed denies it, and they still deny it 24/7. But we're all smarter than this. We all know better. So, but anyway, where do we go from here? Not entirely sure yet, but this has been a good episode to do because I want to, like I always say, I always want to call out the Fed on their bullshit. I always want to talk about these things because I think it's important. And look, I don't want to see, I want to see the U.S. succeed. I want to see every other country succeed for the most part. I want to see what we can do as a country. So where do we go? What do we do? There are times I'm a little bit sad. I really want to see what we... Sorry. The point I'm trying to make here is, can we get back to good? Just get back to the better parts of everything and try to encourage free market capitalism and stop printing so much money. The free market's fine. We're a country of debt, though, so we're going to be in debt for a while, and they're just going to keep taking... They're going to take out more and more taxes on the middle class and the poor in the middle class. And honestly, all this printing money really just hurts the poor in the middle class in the end. The rich are totally fine. The rich don't give a shit. They already have all the assets they need. They'll just buy more assets if there's a market crash. I'm doing what the rich are doing, but the problem is if you are in the poorer middle class, man, just start investing when the market crashes. Hold on to as much cash as you can and utilize that cash as buying opportunity for the best companies you could find. That's my best advice, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to be like CNBC. I'm not going to be like Jim Cramer. I'm not going to be like Mate Kevin. I'm going to be me. I'm going to be the truth. The truth is, there's a market crash coming, and it should come. If it doesn't come, it's because the Fed bailed us out once again and is allowing the market to pump up even further. But the market is one big speculation bubble. This is no different than the dot-com burst. This is no different than the 08 housing market crash. This is all history repeating itself. And people don't realize this, but the market crash actually should have happened well long ago. We have been propped up by the Fed buying junk bonds, junk stocks, junk everything. And I'm passionate about this, and I honestly am just sad no one's listening. So hopefully you guys listen. If not, well, your loss, my gain. I already know I'm protected in the long run, but this information is for you for free. It's not meant to spook you. It's just meant for you to realize there's a market crash coming. Everything's overvalued. What are you going to do when that crash happens? You're going to buy the best stocks. That's what you need to do. The best companies. And maybe buy some gold and silver if it dips. Actually, gold and silver are a pretty decent hedge against inflation for the most part. So is real estate. Stocks are too, believe it or not. The best companies like a Walmart, a Coca-Cola, for instance, you invest in those during a market crash, you're set, you're fine, you're good. Anyway, though, thank you guys for taking the time to view this episode. I just really want to thank you guys for just being around and listening to these shows, listening to me babble on. But I make these shows so you guys can have more insight as to what's going to happen in the markets. I want you to understand things are happening fast, and you have a lot of opportunities. Don't waste these opportunities, you guys. Once that market starts crashing, start buying. Don't throw all your money into stocks. At least don't throw all your money in at one time. Buy day by day. You know, if you got $1,000 and the market starts crashing, throw $100 at Coca-Cola. Or throw $150 at Coca-Cola one day. And the next day, if Coca-Cola goes down again, buy more Coca-Cola. The point is, buy the best of the best, creme de la creme, best companies you can find. Hold on to them tightly, because make sure they pay a dividend, because at least you get paid to hold. And you'll be fine in the long run. Just keep investing. Keep staying intelligent. You know, give yourself the advantage. So the more advantages you give yourself, the better. And I hope to see you guys win. Seriously. So heed my advice. Heed my warning. But just remember, a market crash is an opportunity, not an end all. It's an opportunity for you to get a great deal in companies and for you to be an owner in great company. So thank you guys for taking the time once again, and I will stop blabbering on and I'll let you get back to what you're doing. If you like this video, hit the like button. If you hate it, hit the dislike button. I just want honest feedback, and I love it. Thank you guys once again. Have an incredible, sexy rest of the night.